You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced that it will introduce legislation for a four-year parliamentary term subject to a referendum. Most parties are largely in favour of a four-year term, feeling that it gives more opportunity to deliver policy and make changes. However, exempt from this bill is local government, which also currently operates on a three-year term. Local Government New Zealand are now also calling for a four-year term, saying the legislation provides a strong opportunity for central and local governments to become aligned. On Friday, producer Evie spoke to the chair of Local Government New Zealand's Electoral Reform Working Group, Nick Smith, about why they are continuing to call for these changes.
How do you think local government would benefit from a four-year election cycle?
Local government's got a very strong interest in this debate around having a four-year term. We see the big advantages just that all the key challenges that councils around New Zealand face, I don't know whether it's infrastructure or improving water quality, whether it's climate change, whether it's our housing planning, whether it's questions of biodiversity, whether it's economic development, we think on all of those big issues, it would be good for council to take a longer-term perspective. These are long-term issues. No one term of council is going to make big gains on them, and that by shifting that term from 3 to 4 years, there'll be a real benefit. But the second part is an efficiency dividend. I've come into local government, but the experience was not indifferent during my 31 years in Parliament, and that is too much of the electoral cycle is in the sort of political mode for the, or politicking mode for the elected members, but also standby mode for the tens of thousands of officials that work in government departments and councils. And it's actually that latter one that really worries me. You know, I see the whole business of government where, you know, there are over 80,000 public servants sort of sit around and twiddle their thumbs for 2 or 3 months while we go through the election cycle. Now, the advantage of the 4 years is that you've got that less frequently. More time doing, less time politicking.
And how important is it to have central and local government terms aligned as well?
Well, I get really worried that if you end up with parliamentary elections and local elections at the same time, that your local council issues will get lost in the wash. And it's quite understandable that people take far more interest in the parliamentary elections because government spends about 10 times as much as what councils do. You know, they have incredibly important functions around the economy and tax and education and health and police and law and order. But if you don't align the terms, it's inevitable that you're going to get, in some years, them both occurring. And I just think that will actually be bad for the electorate. My preferred model would be for us to move to a four-year term and for us to effectively alternate every 2 years between a local council election and a parliamentary election. And even for voters, there is a point where too much democracy, too much voting, and I do see that in overseas jurisdictions, is the public just can't be bothered. So what's the level of frequency that keeps the public engaged, allows them to exercise their absolutely critical democratic right to vote, while not being so frequent that it almost becomes sort of lost in the day-to-day hurry and burry of life?
And what are you hearing from councils across Aotearoa? Are they largely in favour of this four-year election term for local government as well?
Well, I was asked by Local Government New Zealand to chair this reform group, and we started our work last July. And I've been getting around a lot of councils, and there is a real mood for change. Now, the change is not as much around the four-year term. Here's the real problem for our local election. All our local elections across the country are currently done by post, and post is on the way out. You know, we've had the volumes of mail plummet. We've had the number of mailboxes around the country hugely decline. We've got a quite substantive number of people who don't even check their letterbox or don't even have a letterbox. And so I just got a message today from one of my mural colleagues in Kapiti, where the postal charges have gone up, and that's also forcing up the costs of doing elections by post. And that is why we are heavily heading down the road of wanting to do our local elections in the same way as parliamentary elections, and that's doing it in local polling booths, but over a period of a couple of weeks. The preference that we've indicated in our discussion paper is for the Electoral Commission to run the local elections in the same way as the parliamentary elections. I'm quite excited about the momentum that's actually building for a pretty constructive and exciting reform that reforms the way in which we do our council elections, that aligns our parliamentary and local terms, and subject to a referenda, also moves to a four-year term.
In 2022, only 41% of Kiwis voted in the local election. Now we're in an election year again. How is local government New Zealand hoping to combat low voter turnout?
Well, I'm really worried about the turnout. It is fundamental to the mandate that people like me that are mayors, when it's down to 41%, it is really getting quite corrosive. My view is that you really need a mandate from at least 50% of the people to be really confident about the future of local government. I think the issue we've discussed of post is part of it, but we're looking at a whole number of other issues of reform. Things like of people just not knowing who the candidates are. Things like of the amount of money that is spent on promotion. You may have seen the little orange man and dog that does a great job as a advertising icon by the Electoral Commission. We spend, in rough numbers, four or five times as much on promoting parliamentary elections as we do at council elections. I am not at all optimistic about the levels of participation in the local election that's later this year. I don't think there is time for any of the significant changes to turn the dial. Yes, there will be some things like a number of councils are going to follow the Tauranga example, where they had complimentary boxes rather than just post boxes where people were able to lodge their votes. But I think, if you ask for my guess, I think there will be a continuing decline that we've seen over the last 30 years and that the work we're doing on electoral reform is really targeting the sort of changes we would want for 2028.
If we were to move to a four-year term for local government, what would the process of doing this look like? Would it be a public vote? Would it be taken to Parliament? Do you have any ideas?
Well, my view is that the electoral system very strongly belongs to the electors and not the elected like me. So while it's perfectly proper to express opinions and to provide information, the change should only be made if there is a referenda by the voters making that decision. Now, this week, a bill was introduced into Parliament enabling a four-year term for Parliament. My preference would be for that referenda that's proposed to be for both parliamentary and local elections. Simply put it to the public, do you want to move to four-year terms for both Parliament and for councils?
That was Local Government New Zealand's Nick Smith on why they should shift to a four-year term.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.